And with locations in Pigeon, Queso, Cassie, and two locations in Bay City, it's no wonder at some national banking company, relationships are built on trust.
And they have to start trusting one another out there.
Yes, they do. So it's a 10-yard penalty from the side of the foul, pushing them back to the 35-yard line. It is now first and 17 for the Lakers.
Lakers in the, up on this one, 28-6.
Post under center, two men in the backfield, man out right. With the snap, looking back to pass. Bowles right down to his middle, number 26, catches it at the first down marker, then it's about 10 more yards, caught down at the 36-yard line, number 26, Seth Kaczynski.
Number 11, Braden, and number 20, Seth Geiger for the Hatchets. And Mark Minetti has taken the headset off now, and maybe he's trying to get after the defense out there, which I don't blame him. They need to be getting after, just like their community out there, and your hometown community bank is Signature Bank.
That's right. So a 23-yard pass there from Nick Post to Seth Kaczynski. Kaczynski's first reception of the night for 23 yards. Nathan Kaczynski has six catches for 189. So, Lakers moving down, moving right to left across the radio. They're in a Bad Axe territory at the 38-yard line. And a handoff to number 29, Evan Gasho.
We had a blitz by the defense there, and Metzger made the hit for the Hatchets.
That's a 2-yard gain for Gasho there.
Right.
And the Lakers. So, second and 8 with 4:10 remaining in the second quarter. Lakers leading 28-6 over Bad Axe.
If you go by the numbers right now, the Lakers are in front, but Bayport State Bank can also jump in Bad Axe's side if they put some points on it. They've got to have a stop here defensively.
Absolutely. With less than 4 minutes in the first half remaining, Lakers at the Bad Axe 37-yard line, second and 8. And Post keeping this for himself, rolling to his right. He looked past, but he's going to keep it for himself. And some Mark Rather on about 10 yards. He's down to the 10-yard line, blasts over a hatchet, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Lakers.
He ran over Ben Braden there as he could not give any resistance whatsoever. And Post puts on another 6.
36-yard scamper for Post, moving left to right, and then right to left, and then over, and then just through Bad Axe at about the 10-yard line for the score. It is now 34-6, Lakers over Bad Axe, and looks like Lakers deciding if they're going to go for one or two here with 3:34 remaining in the second quarter. They're going for two. Back out in that muddle huddle again. There's the center and a guard Post way back on the shotgun. Two men to his right, everyone else to the left. And that's flags on the play. This should be a false start on Lakers.
Well, it was a well-designed play as they brought in Zinski right next to the center. And, they're calling illegal procedure on the Lakers. Somebody wasn't set. Didn't give those big linemen time to get over there and get set.
So, push them back 5 yards, and it's now on the 7-yard line.
You know, you're taking all these linemen, and you're running them all the way over to the right
and
or left.
They completely flipped the formation now.
Yep.
The group is on the right. And Post is in the middle of the field. Post, there's the snap. And another false start.
This one's on number 20, I believe, as he took off before the snap count on that one.
And we have some scores coming in at halftime. Ubley's leading 18-7 over Brown City. Ubley 18, Brown City 7. And looks like Harbor Beach Klasky scored again on a 1-yard run. It is now Harbor Beach 12-0 over Sandusky at Sandusky. So, 5 more yards tacked on to Lakers. Second false start in as many plays. So still trying to get the two-point conversion off here in Bad Axe. 34-6 as of right now, Lakers over Bad Axe. Two false starts, and Lakers going to come out in normal formation here. They're in the spread. Two men out each way and one in the back. Post rolling to his right, looking to pass. Bad Axe all over him, and he's just going to throw this one away. Incomplete. Two-point conversion, no good. With 3:34 remaining in the second quarter, it's Bad Axe 6, Lakers 34. You're tuned to WIW.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see that Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking. And great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
We're back here in Bad Axe. Lakers tacked on six more. It's now 34-6. Lakers over Bad Axe with 3.5 minutes left in the first half. We'll have some homecoming festivities going on at halftime here in Bad Axe. It's homecoming in Bad Axe. Go figure. Homecoming festivities at homecoming.
Yes.
And a big boot from the Laker kicker, and it's brought down at about the 5-yard line. Seth Geiger going to be moving to his right, trying to get somewhere. He's out to the 15. To the 20-yard line where he finally brought out of bounds at the 21-yard line. First and 10 for the Hatchets with 3:25 remaining in this first half. Bad Axe has one more drive in them for call and a half.
Well, if they don't turn it over, and that's one of their problems they've had tonight, as Kyle Bender made the hit for the Lakers.
So it is first and 10 with 3:25 remaining in the first half for the Hatchets at their own 22-yard line. Braden under center. Three men in the backfield. And it's a handoff to his third man, but gets tripped up in the backfield. And that was a handoff to number 4, Dylan White. A loss of about a yard.
Spencer Kelly's getting up a little slow for the Hatchets. And he's going to lay down on the turf for a little bit.
And an official timeout as they're checking out number 47, Spencer Kelly. But he gets right back up. And he's walking off on his own 2 feet under his own power. And he looks like he almost got the wind knocked out of him.
Well, he's the lead blocker on that play. And I'm not sure who he ran into, if it was Nathan Crone or he got stuffed back into the ball carrier.
So Bad Axe trying to regroup here. Spencer Kelly on the sideline still with his hands on his knees trying to shake that one off as he exactly did shake it off there with his helmet on still. It's now 2nd and 11 for the Hatchets at their own 21-yard line.
He's been their bright star as far as running the ball, as otherwise everything else has been ineffective for the Hatchets.
T formation for Bad Axe, handoff to the third man, number 20, Seth Geiger. He's out for the running, and gets really close to the first down marker, gain of about 11 on the play. It's going to be very close for the first down.
Number five, Evan Kaczynski made the hit for the Lakers. Well, the Bad Axe Hatchets, I didn't know if they would know that the game was going to be underway, and it's just like going to Randy's Hunting Center. If you need your hunting supplies, check out Randy's Hunting Center.
That's right, as it's another play, a handoff to a Bad Axe running back, number 4, Dylan White. Nothing going there, loss of 1 on the play. Lakers sniffed that one out from the get-go. And it brings up 2nd and 11 for the Hatchets with 2:15 remaining in the first half. Lakers leads it 34-6 over Bad Axe. And looks like we have two men in the backfield, man in motion, number 20, Seth Geiger, out and the receiver position. And Braden looking back to pass to Seth Geiger. And that one's way out of bounds at about the 47-yard line. Seth Geiger had to watch it. He almost went straight through the Gatorade cooler there.
Well, I don't know if Braden was thrown for the Gatorade cooler. That looked like a receiver to him, I thought.
A little bit.
Where he's throwing it. He had all the time in the world to pick out that receiver, Geiger, going down. But he overshot him by about 10 yards.
So, minute 53 remains as the clock has stopped because of the incomplete pass. 3rd and 11 now for the Hatchets. Braden under center, three men in the backfield. And it's a pitch to number 33, Metzger, but he doesn't grab it before he starts running, and Braden has to jump on it back, way back at the 20.